Okay, so thanks for indulging in another Zoom share. I apologize for not being there in person, but Mirza Shem, I hope to be back for the next year in person on Sunday. Last time we discussed the sugya of Dan Bashtana, and we left off with the second Yesh Omrim in the Ramah, which, as the Aruch HaShulchan points out, seems to be a hybrid, although it's, as we said, not really the Ramah's fault because it really comes from the Maran himself, as presented in Chuas Maran directly and the Mordechai of Shitas Maran together with the Rabbeinu Chananel. And that the second Yeshua of the Ramah says, according to this position of the second Yeshua of the Ramah, it turns out that in most situations you'd have to be Machmer and Dan Bashtana, and you can only be Matir if you have what the Akronim call a Tlas Litivusa. Only if she is number one, Yosheves, number two, Mikalachas, and number two, the dam is found Besoch HaSval and not Al Sefas HaSval. And then the second part of this Yesh Omrim is if she's Omedes, B'chol Inyan Temeya, that under all circumstances, Omedes, even if she's Mizanekes, is going to be Temeya. What about the Mishnah that says, according to Rabbi Yossi, which is the time of the Paschal, like, there is a tzir of Omedes, which is Torah, that's itself the Machlokas of Yossi and Remeir. So this Yesh Omer the Ramah, based on the Ben Chananel, is working with that Chumer the Ben Chananel, the way the Maram quotes it, and some of the other Rishonim, the Shuvas Haran, that in principle that's true, but Rabbi Yossi, as Tosfos has for Ben Chananel, Daf Yudalid, lav legamri ti here, meaning that according to Rabbi Yossi, as far as her status min haTorah, she may be Torah, but there still may be Tumas Kesem. So that's why Lemaisa, the Pesach would be that even Omedes, even according to Yossi, in practice, she may still have Tumas Ksamim. And that's where this Yesh Omer the Ramah is coming from. And then the Shach adds in another Chumrah in Sifkat and Dalet that not only does it have to be that she's Yosheves and Mikalachas and the Dam is Besoch HaSval, but she has to be Yosheves al Sfas HaSval in order to be Tahora. And that again is based on the understanding, as we discussed last time, whether there's an independent consideration of the second stage of the Gemara, Lukuli Alma, that maybe even Rabbi Yossi will agree, Lalacha of the concern that Basu Ditamu Maya Asidam. And that's this other element of Rabbeinu Chananel. Again, the Shach, as we noted, kind of views both parts of Rabbeinu Chananel as a single Shita, both the Chumras as to the scope of where Dan Bashtana is in the Aser, and his view that everything is Aser Mishum Ksamim, and we're Machmir on Basar de Tamumaya, they put all that together, then she also has to be Yosheves al Sfas HaSval in order to be Tahora. Rabbi Carr points out that, and that last Nakuda of the Shach, first of all, it's not so clear exactly in to transpose this to common practice, what would be considered Yosheves al Betoch HaSval and what would be Yosheves al Sfas HaSval in our general configuration of the Beis HaKisei. But Rabbi Carr points out, quoting from an Avnei Nezer Siman Reish Lamed Gimel, that in that Nekuda we're not Machmir like the Shach, and therefore, even if she's Yosheves Besoch HaSval, and you find Dan in the water, she would be Torah. The potential reason to distinguish just in the theory between Yosheves al Sefas HaSval and Yosheves Besoch HaSval may also relate to whether you see the dam coming out b'shas kiluach. That if she's Yosheves Besoch HaSval and you see the dam Besoch HaSval, then you're not seeing anything come out during the kiluach, you're only seeing it after the fact. And then maybe there's more of a concern that there's a disconnect between the Meir Glayim and the Dam, and the Dam independently came min Hamakor. But Lahalacha, even if in theory we are Machmir like the Yesh Omrim of the second Yesh Omrim of the Ramam, most Achronim seem to assume that we're not Machmir that other Nakuda of Dafka Yeshevis al Svas Hasval. Rabbi Morgenstern sounds like he thinks we are Machmir. But again, it looks like most of the later poskim assume that we're not Machmir, and they have to figure out the Metzias, what Betoch Asval and what Al Sfas Asval looks like. Probably our standard posture, so to speak, would be considered Al Toch Asval, because that's a scenario where you're not seeing the Kiluach come out, B'Shas HaTalas Meir Glayim. But at that point of figuring out what all the Metzias is, last time we discussed, so we don't really understand what the Hadar Meir Glayim L'Makor V'Asidam is concerned about based on any medical Metzias. But the Siddur Itar points out beyond that in Simen Kuf Tzad Yisuf Katan Tzadi Hei, Siddur Itar is Simen Kuf Tzad Yisuf Katan Tzadi Hei, that we're also not so bekeen in distinguishing between Mizanekes and Shoseses. So as we said, Mizanekes is a stream, but it's also called Mekalachas. Shoseses is more of a drip, not the stream, but where do you draw the line between a drip and a stream? That's also not so clear. So the Siddur Itar says we're not so clear about that. We're not so clear what the difference between Toch Hasval and Al Sfas Hasval is. And therefore, as Rabbi Carr points out in his analysis on these Nekudos also, there are maybe more grounds to be Mekel where there's a Suffolk in some of these definitions. Beyond that, there are other Tzadim Lekula as well. So first of all, the Ramah Ben Sheikh here, based on the Sefer of the Mishnah, tells us that if you find Dam in a Beis HaKiseh that other people use, and you didn't check ahead of time whether there is Dam in that Beis HaKiseh, in that toilet bowl, so then you have the right to be assumed that that is Tahora. The Shach and Sukkot and Vav said that's Svek Sveka, that maybe the Dam is there beforehand. Even if not, maybe it's not Min HaMakor. And Rabbi Morgenstern points out that also, if you didn't look at the toilet bowl before the Atalas Meir Glayim, that may be the status of an Eid She'eino Baduk. That may be analogous to doing a Bedikah with an Eid She'eino Baduk, where you have the right to assume that the Dam was on the Eid before you did the Bedikah. So maybe the same is true over here, that a toilet bowl that you didn't look in before being Matelis Meir Glayim would have the status of an Eid She'eino Baduk. Chavos Das writes like that in Biurim Sifkatan Dalid. Rabbi Morgenstern does point out, nowadays most people generally do look before going. So in most situations, that is probably not applicable. The other potential Tzalukula, which we discussed previously when we were talking about Ksamim in general and Darvashen Makabal Tumah in the context of Ksamim, is figuring out if you have Dam found in a toilet bowl, is that considered to be Mukhabil Karka? So we had discussed briefly in previous Shira Machlokas between the Knei Bosem and the Minchas Yitzchak about the status of water in a toilet bowl, whether that's considered to be Mukhabil Karka. Minchas Yitzchak and many Achronim are Mekel on that. And then the second question, if you were to find it on the Sfas Hasval, or on the toilet seat, is that considered Mechubel Karka separately? So there may be grounds to consider that Mechubel Karka as well, even though Rabbi Morgenstern quotes from Avil Yashiv, Avil Yashiv is Machmir, that it would be considered Mekabel Tumas Nagam, as we discussed previously, that something that's Mechubel Karka may be Mekabel Tumas Nagam, and if be Mekabel Tumas Nagam is enough to be Mekabel Tumas Ksamim, then you don't have a ready kula there either. Okay. Nod Yehuda points out in Yoredeya Simon Kuf Lamed, she was Nod Yehuda Kama, Tinyana, Yoredeya
Silverman.
Simon,
Just a question on the stuff that we were doing before. When we have these sfeikos about the definitions, usually don't we find that we use that to be machmir?
Well, we're talking about the Rabbanans anyway, especially the understanding of the second Yesh Omrim in the Ramah is that we're only machmir akadei kach because we're assuming like the whole package of Rabbeinu Chananel that we're only talking about Tumach Sam and the Rabbanan. And if you're talking about the Raisas, then you wouldn't be machmir akadei kach. So given that we're only talking about the Rabbanan, so Tumach Sam, so then there's potentially what to be make about if we're not sure of the definition of Bisanekes versus Shoseses, or potentially the definition of Al Sfas Hasval versus Bisach Hasval. Okay? Fine. So another Behuda just points out in Tinyana Yoridea Simon Kuflamin that the scenarios where we discuss being Mekel on Dan Bashtana, and the Mechaber based on the Rambam is the most Mekel, and then the first Yesh Omrim and the Ramah is the middle position, and the second Yesh Omrim is the most Machmir. But in any situation, any scenario where you have the right to be Mekel about Dan Bashtana, that's in a one-off scenario. But if a woman repeatedly sees Dan Bashtana, and that requires further investigation. And that's what the Ramah quotes later on here, the Bedikas Maril, a way of checking whether Dam Bashtan is really Dam that you have to be concerned about, which is it sounds like an invasive and painful kind of Bedika. In practice, no one, as far as I am aware, does the Bedikas Maril anymore. And the part of that is because we have better ways of identifying the source of dam. So the later Sfarim talk about using laboratory tests and that kind of a method for determining the source of dam in these kinds of situations. So Shira Shevet Alevi, for example, Oz Tesvav, says that you can rely on what he calls a bedikas microscope, a laboratory test to identify where this dam is coming from in a situation where a woman sees Dan Bashtana on a consistent or more than a one-time basis, and you want to get to the bottom of where it's coming from, then you can rely on a laboratory test. And he writes that in most situations, you're able to be mad to the woman. In most situations, it's not really Dan in a Makor. And that's what Rabbi Morgenstern and Rabbi Karr quote from Rav Yashiv as well, that Rav Yashiv relied on laboratory tests. And Rabbi Morgenstern points out that if you have Dan Bashtana, it could come from a kidney problem, from a bladder problem, from a urethra problem. There are usually other sources of this dam that in most situations, it's not really dam in a makor. So even to the extent that we are machmir, like the Ramah's second Yesh Omrim, that short of being Roa Dam Bashtana, where the woman is Yosheves and Mizanekes, and Nim says Dam Atoch Sfal, you have to be Machmir, but there are other considerations where there may be grounds Le Kula, combinations of whether there's a possibility was there beforehand, whether we're talking about a Darashina Makabal Tumma, like the toilet seat or the water in the toilet bowl. And if push comes to shove, where you have nothing else to rely on, so then there are ways of investigating the source of the dam medically through laboratory tests. Bottom line, as the poskim say, is that the Eitz HaTovah Kamash Malan is that the woman should never look in the toilet bowl la'achar hatalas mei reglayim, because that's just asking for trouble. That's what Rabbi Wilgoy says, but that's what Rabbi Karp writes in the name of the Marsham, in the name of Shlomo Kluger, that the best Eitzah, a way of avoiding all these problems, not in most situations, there'll be what to be mekel about at the end of the day, but the best way to avoid any such problem is by not looking. But as all the later poskim say, in a situation where you really have Dan Bashtana, there's so many variables that everything requires a Sheila Schacham Lugufo Shelanian to identify the particulars of the specific Shaila at hand.
Rabbi?
Yeah.
Just with regard to this idea of like not looking, which we mentioned in the past,
mm-hmm.
why don't we say like Afshelavar Tzarethavar or
that's not Afshelavar. Afshelavar, so you have a suffix, so then sometimes if you can mivar the source of the suffix or whether there is a suffix, you have to mivar. But if you have no basis of concern, you don't have to go asking for trouble. There's no leidas a suffix.
Is that true
just
in general?
Like we don't do, one thing, just like we don't recommend, we'll talk about it later on, but we don't recommend doing the necessary bedikos, short of where bedikos required al pi halacha. We don't, that's the minhag of the Ramah to wear tzivonim during Yimei Tara. Also, that's to not ask for trouble. So that's kind of consistent with the orientation to not be. Not look beyond what we know or need to know. Yeah, Gabe, sorry.
I was going to ask again, in general, when it comes to halacha, I feel like we sort of take the opposite approach, though, no? Like, if we have, like, a person who's zaris about halacha is going to try to make sure that he's going to do everything properly, even if he's not.
So this is all doing everything properly, but women as a cheskas tara, so then there's no reason to look the question of cheskas tara, absent the reis or absent the known a known scenario that challenges that cheskas tara. If a woman is bimei tara, so then we don't go asking for trouble to bend that cheskas tara.
But if I coach mezuzahs and they have like a cheskas kashrus,
right?
Wouldn't it be like still like a nice thing to check them? Like, I'm not chayiv to check them.
No, there's a chayiv to check mezuzahs twice every 7 years, but there's no hiddur to check them every year. And there's no mezuzah has a cheskas kashrus. You never have to check it unless there's a reisa. And mezuzah you have to check because Chazal prescribe a seder for checking because mezuzahs are exposed to some extent to the elements and you have to deal with that reality. But here there are competing considerations. A woman's cheskas tara, so you don't have to. We're not looking to upend shelo b'shas vesta. We're not looking to upend that status.
Just because of shalom bias. I mean, if we had no competing consideration, then there would be no reason not to check, right?
So it is true. You have to go through all the sugyas in the mesach. It is true that there are scenarios where we're more machmir b'dikos for taros than labayla. But even the taras, not, you don't have, even there, there's a limit. So even if you have to be bodekes, lila v'yom for taras purposes, we don't say maybe it should be bodekes every 3 hours. So there are limits to everything. There may be something to that are, you know, the goalposts are somewhat shifted because of the consideration of the baila. But even with that, there are limits as to what kind of biur you have to do in what scenario or in what area of halacha.
Rabbi?
Yeah.
You may have just addressed this, but in certain like medical circumstances where a person might not see blood in their urine, but mm-hmm. medical tests confirm that there is quote blood in the urine, whatever that means, mm-hmm. is that something that we would have to worry about? Is that something that in theory we would have to worry about, but we know for sure is not domino makor? How do we handle those cases?
So generally speaking, we're not concerned about something that's not visual. So if a medical test would indicate that there's dam, but the dam is not in any way visible, I don't think halacha would take that into consideration. Okay. Fine. So we'll move on now to the sugya of dam maka. As we already saw in the Mishnah Daf Nimchesam Beis, which we saw paskened in Simon Kufzadi Sefir Aleph and Simon Kufzadi Sefir Ches, the Mishnah there at a Maisa of Rabbi Kiva and his Talmidim, where Rabbi Kiva was prepared to be Tola Akesem on a Maka, where there was Yediyah, where there was a knowledge that such a Maka existed. But there are situations, as we'll see, where it might be possible to be mitaher even a bedika, or Kiva's talking about a kesef. But there may be situations where you could be mitaher even a bedika or even a re'ia that produces dam if that dam is attributable to a maka, and maybe even if that dam is attributable to a maka, the makor. And the gather of that emerges primarily from the sugya of Roa Dam Machmas Tashmish on Samach Hei Amid Beis to Samach Vav Amid Aleph. So there are actually two places where we have the notion of being Tola Dam Maka. Before you get to Roa Machmas Tashmish, there's a Gemara on Tezayin Amid Aleph. Excuse me, the Gemara on the bottom of Tezayin Amid Aleph, right before the Mishnah, has a Machlokes Tanoim. Haroa Dam Machmas Maka, if a woman sees dam which is attributable to a maka, afilu b'soch yemei nidusa, even if that's during her yemei nidus, which Rashi says it doesn't mean she's a nida, it means klomer b'yamim she lemuda liros dahainu shasa nasa shasa vasta, meaning yemei nidusa is supposed to yemei zivasa, days that she would expect to see dam nidus, either a day that she has an ona or shas vesta. So at a time that she expects that if she sees dam, that's going to be dam tamei, but she sees dam machmas maka, she's tahora. Divrei Reb Shimon Gamliel, you could attribute that dam, even b'shas vesta, to dam maka. Rebbe Omer, im yesh leves, chosheshes leves. Rebbe says no. That if there's a shasa vest, the time that she expects to see dam anyway, part of her normal ri'ya, that even if she has a maka, but she sees dam b'shas vesta, you have to be choshesh that that is regular dam in a makor, that's regular dam that's supposed to come out b'shas vesta, and she's going to be tameya. So the Gemara first wants to be told of this machlokas as to whether vestos daraisa, and the Gemara says no, it could be Evan agrees to vestos darabanan. And the machlokas here is about mekor mekama tame, whether you have to be concerned that any dam, or we assume that any dam that comes from the mekor is dam tame, is an av hatama. Okay.
Rav Silberman, just for the ignorant, what is ona as opposed to vesta?
So ona is the period in which a woman expects to see dam, which is either, we'll see when we get to the sugas. For now, let's assume it's a 12-hour period of time. And a vest is the type of consideration of... Vest is the general term for how or when a woman is expected to see dam. So ona refers to the actual window of time, and vest is more of a general term for the expectation of seeing dam.
Wait, so what does Rashi mean when he says, klomer k'she'in la'vest kavua, modina l'chashafa p'ishe avar onasa tola b'maka? What does it mean to have an ona if you don't have a vest?
One second, Rashi. The yamim she lum. I said, which Dibur Maskil?
I think im yesh la vest choshesh la vesta.
Im yesh la vest choshesh la vesta. Klomer, kishe ein la vest kavua. If she doesn't have a vest kavua, modina lach she'afa pisha aver onasa. So she has a vest she'ena kavua. If she doesn't have a vest kavua that was established three times, she has a vest she'ena kavua. So when that onas havest, when that time that she expects to see dam passes, tala b'maka. Aval im yesh vest kavua, but if she has a vest kavua that was already in nikba three times, and she sees dam b'yom vesta, so then you can't hide from the fact that you have to assume that's dam in a makor.
So the ona he refers to the ona before the time that she's expecting to see dam, but not because it's...
Look, Rashi's just distinguishing between a vest kavua and a vest she'enu kavua. So ona is the onus of vest, the day or the 12-hour period when you expect to see dam. The distinction is between if it's a ves kavua or ves she'ena kavua. So where we have a higher level of chashash by a ves kavua, if that was a ves that was established three times, over a ves she'ena kavua. Okay, so that's the machlokas, Rabbi Shem Gamliel over here. If you can be tola a re'ia on a maka, according to Rabbi, if she has a vest, you have no right to make such a taliyah. Tosa just points out that where the Gemara is told of this on Mekor Mekom Adame, one still could distinguish between the woman's status, Labaila, and the Dam. Not our topic now, but even according to Shimon Leo, that the woman is Torah, it could be the Dam is still Tame because of Mekor Mekom Adame. That's just Maimer Hamuskar. So this is the first context in which we have a possibility of being Tola Dam B'maka in a Re'iyah. That according to Shem Gamliel, you have that possibility even Toch Yemei Nidusa, even Bishas Vesta. And we'll come back to that. Now, take a look at the Sugya Daf Samachei Amid Beis. And that is the Sugya of Ro'adam Machmas Tashmish. The Gemara tells us two lines in the bottom, Tan Rabbanan, Ro'adam Machmas Tashmish. If a woman sees Dam Machmas Tashmish, that's a severe situation. Mishamesh as par mishon v'shni v'shlishis. Mikan ve'eloch lo tishamesh asha tisgarish v'tinosi l'acher. That three strikes and you're out. If it happens three times, you have to get divorced. Then you can try again. It happens three times, you have to get divorced. And then if you try again and it happens three times, then you're in a worse scenario. Lo tishamesh ad shetivdok. What's, again, not really our topic now, but just briefly, what is the concern of Ro'adam Machmas Tashmish? So, Tshuvas HaRashba, Chelek Aleph, Simen Tav Tav Lamed Ches. Chelek Aleph, Simen Tav Tav Lamed Ches. And this seems to be the mashmos of the top Tosas on Samach Vav Amid Aleph. The Nemenes is that if you wrote Dam Achmas Tashmish three times, then that's equivalent to a kind of vest. The Tosa sounds like it compares it to a kind of a vest haguf, or a vest just like if a woman can connect Rias Dam to certain eating patterns, that creates a vest. So if you can connect Rias Dam to Tashmish, that creates a vest as well. Chavis Das in Simen Kuf Pei Zayin Be'urim Sifkatan Gimel, Be'urim Sifkatan Gimel, quotes the Nod Behuda, and the Nod Behuda seems to take this idea that Ro Machmas Tashmish is a kind of a vest pretty far, to the extent that he suggests that maybe just like if you have a vest kavua, then a vest she'eno kavua can't uproot that vest kavua. So too over here, if a woman has another vest kavua, maybe she doesn't have to be concerned about Ro Machmas Tashmish. Or if Ro Machmas Tashmish is a kind of a vest, so just like when a woman's a misalekas damim, if she's muberes or menika, then you don't have to worry about your standard vestos. All bets are off. So maybe that should be true by Ro'a Machmas Tashmish as well. And the Chavis Das finds that untenable, that you would suggest such a thing. No, who doesn't say it? Lemaisa, he raises a question. The Chavis Das thinks that, no, it's a hybrid. Maybe it has some level of commonality with the vest, but there's also a concern of roa machmas tashrish being indicative of some kind of choli, some kind of medical situation, some kind of illness, that where the tashrish is the cause of dam coming out. And there's some kind of choli there, and that's independent of any vest. Aruch HaShulchan, the beginning of Siman Kuf Pei Zayin, just goes through the choli approach and finds the Nod Bihuda difficult for these reasons as well. That's just Maimar Hamuzgar for now. We're not focusing on Rav Machmas Tashmish. Our concern is just the application of Damaka in the Rav Machmas Tashmish Sukkah. So that's where the Gemara continues now. Yeah.
If you say the choli approach, wouldn't you have it said Lahakel, or the choli means that damin amak, or is like the choli is damin
amak? No, it is damin amak. The choli is fine. That roa machmas tashmish causes damin amakor to come out. Yeah. Okay, so let's pick up the Gemara on Samach Vavim and Aleph. The Gemara then has some qualifications where roa machmas tashmish is not as problematic. About 10 lines down. If a woman has a makabel samakom, even if she's ostensibly roa machmas tashmish, but she has the right to be tola that re'ia on the maka and not on the tashmish. V'im yesh la vest, tola b'vesta. If she has a vest, she can be tola on the vest. We'll come back to that in a moment. But the right to be tola on damaka is only if the damaka has an appearance that could be confused with the dam ri'ah. But if damaka and dam ri'ah in this woman look different and the dam in front of you looks like dam ri'ah, not damaka, then you have no right to be tola on the damaka. Okay. Now this din, im yesh lo makab osa makam tola b'makasa, is that limited to roa machmas tashmish, or does that have relevance beyond roa machmas tashmish, as we saw in the Gemara and Daf Tesai? So the Rambam writes, Perek Ches Halacha Yudalid, Perek Ches Halacha Yudalid, based on the Gemara and Tezayin. V'chein Isha Sharas Dam Machmas Maka, this is not in a Rav Machmas Tashmish context. If a woman sees Dam Machmas Maka, she yesh la b'makor, Alpha Pi Sharas B'shas Vesta, even if she has a re'ia b'shas vesta, he tahora b'adam tahor. She's tahora and the dam's tahor. Right, so this is that Gemara and Tezayin, not in the context of Rav Machmas Tashmish, and in general, if a woman has a re'ia, and that re'ia can be attributed to a maka b'makor, then she is tahora. That's what the Aruch HaShulchan explains, Siman Kuf Pei Zayin Os Nun Ches, that whatever parameters for Roa Machmas Tashmish will emerge from the Sugya, whatever parameters for Dan Maka that would emerge from the Sugya of Roa Machmas Tashmish on Daf Samach Vav are relevant to damaka or re'ia of damaka in other contexts, as per Tesayin. And the Aruch HaShulchan says that's relevant for bedikos as well. It's relevant even not in the context of Roa Machmas Tashmish. If you have a woman who can't get a clean bedika because she always finds dam in her bedika, and that's dam that's attributable to be a maka, then you could be makel there as well. He explains in Svara, then in Os Nun Tes, that to some extent that's a kol shekei. Meaning, when it comes to roa machmas tashmish, a woman, just because of the cycle that the Gemara describes, is only going to be Roa Machmas Tashmish at certain intervals, meaning she's Roa Machmas Tashmish the first time. Now she's treated as Tameya, and then she has to go through Tara process until she has the possibility of Tashmish again. And then she's Roa Machmas Tashmish a second time. And then if that happens, you go through another Tara process till the third time. So those are all spread out. They're not situations that are close to each other time-wise. And yet, even though, as we see in the beginning of Haroah Kesem, there is a possibility of confusing Hargashas Tashmish, Hargashas Aver, with regular Hargasha, you still have the right to be Mekel for a Damaka if this woman is Roa Machmas Tashmish, could attribute it to a Maka. It says the Aruch HaShulchan, when it comes to Bedikos, so you also have that possibility that emerges from the beginning of Roa Kesem that a woman could confuse a Hargasha of inserting the Bedika with Hargashas, with a regular Hargasha. But when it comes to Bedikos, a woman may be doing Bedikos much more frequently. And it's inconceivable that a woman is going to have a real authentic Hargashas Pia Makor more than once a cycle. So she's doing Bedikos consistently. And she could attribute those Bedikos to a Maka. So if we're not worried that she's going to be confusing the Hargashas Tashmish with regular Hargashas Psichas Pia Makor, where she has Damachmas Tashmish, we're definitely not going to worry that she's going to be confusing the Hargashas Aid with Hargashas Pia Makor, where she has the possibility of being Tola on a Maka. That's the Aruch HaShulchan's argument why it makes sense that to the extent that we're Mekel to be Tola on Maka, B'Ram Machm Tashmish, it definitely makes sense to be Mekel to be Tola on that Maka when it comes to a Bedika. And that's explicit in the Sefer Truma, Sefer Truma Simin Sadi Beis. In Bodekas Atma Bosa Makam Matsadam, that's a case where you have the right to be Mekel and be Tola on Damaka, where the possibility of Damaka exists. Okay. Now let's go back to our Gemara in Samach Vavim Beis. The Gemara had the line of being Tola B'Maka, and then the Gemara had the line of being Tola B'Vesta. So let's work on what that means, Im Yesh L'Vest Tola B'Vesta, because that also will shed light, at least according to some Rishonim, on what it means to be Tola B'Maka. So when the Gemara says, Im Yesh L'Vest Tola B'Vesta, that's a major Machlokas Rishonim. What does the Gemara mean by that? That if a woman sees Da Machmas Tashmish, and she has the vest, she could be Tola Bivesta. Rashi writes, the last long line on the top, Im yesh la vest l'kilko hazeh, that she has a vest, she has a regular time where this kilko, this Riyas Da Machmas Tashmish occurs. She'ena roa kol shah machmas tashmish el leprakim. It doesn't happen all the time. It only happens on occasion. She'll only be roa machmas tashmish on Rosh Chodesh. Or she'll only be roa machmas tashmish at 3 week intervals. So if she has a predictable time where she's going to be roa machmas tashmish, but she's not always roa machmas tashmish, tola bevesta, u'mishameshes below bedika bein ves leves. Then she can be tola bevesta and engage freely in tashmish other times. Meaning, if a woman only sees da machmas tashmish on Rosh Chodesh, then as long as it's not Rosh Chodesh, she can freely engage in tashmish and not be concerned about not be concerned about her Roma Machmastashma status or the fact that she may see that. So that's what Rashi understands. Im yesh la vest, tol vest to mean, if she has a vest, a pattern as to when she sees Da Machmas Tashmish, Tolu Bevesta, then she doesn't have to be concerned about Roma Machmas Tashmish during any time other than when that pattern occurs.
What exactly is Bedika for? I mean, the Gemara says,
right.
And it goes through how she does it. But I thought if the Dam is going to come during Tashmish, then what is the Bedika? What exactly is the Bedika going to help you with? So it sounds like she's doing the bedika after the bia. But then, what does that mean? Lo tashamish achativ dogatzma.
She has to do bedika after the bia in order to be matur herself going forward.
After which bia?
What are you asking me?
After the third bia of the third husband, though.
The way the Rambam seems to say is that the bedika is to see if she's still like a choler, if it's machmas choler or not.
Right.
So it's only a one time thing. This bedika means after. She did this three times and she got divorced from three different guys.
The bedika is a one-time thing. That's correct. Yeah, so it sounds like if you do, in that scenario, you do bedika after the third bia with the third husband, and then that would be matir, subsequent bia with the third husband. Now, that's the shaka we talk about the Gemara Behem Sheikh as to why you couldn't do bedikas earlier, but that's the scenario where bedika would be effective, right?
So then da maka, so when we say inish da maka, post-makam tol maka, so it's going back to saying...
Before you get to that stage, at any point of roa machmas dan tashmish, first husband, first time, or any time later, if there's a maka, then you could be told b'maka. So if there's a vest, you could be told b'vesta.
Was that, and if you Rashi, that's how he's understanding the vest also?
Rashi understands in Tola, in Yeshua Vest, Tola B'Vesta, that if a woman only sees Dam Machmas Tashmish at a predictable interval or because of a predictable other trigger, then you only have to be Choshe, she's only a Sura, B'Tashmish, where that interval or trigger exists, and at other intervals. Right? So if she only sees Dam Machmas Tashmish on Rosh Chodesh, then she'd be a Sura B'Tashmish on Rosh Chodesh, but she could engage in Tashmish freely any other time during the month.
I mean, so that would be like if she had bia with the first husband three times on Rosh Chodesh, 3 straight months, and all 3 times there was dam, she does not need to get divorced from him because since it always happened on Rosh Chodesh, she could stay married and just have bia with him not on Rosh Chodesh?
That is correct. Mm-hmm. Yep. Okay, that's Rashi. Most Rishonim don't understand like Rashi. If you look, for example, in the Rambam, Perek Dal at Alach HaKaf, Misha Ras Dam Mishas Tashmish Arezu Mutaris Lashamish Kisheti Tahir Pamshniya Ras Dam Pamshniya Mishamesh Pamshlishis Ras Dam Shlishis Arezu Asur Lashamish in Baal Zel Olam Medvar Mamurim Shalohayasham Davit Litlasba Aval Im Shimsha Samach Levesta Tola Bevest. But if she has Tashmish Samach Levesta, then Tola Bevest, meaning if a woman is Roa Dam Machmas Tashmish, but the Tashmish that she engaged in was Samuch Levesta, then you have the right to attribute the Dam to the regular Re'iyah that she's expecting to see that time of the month, and you don't have to be Choshesh that it's attributable to the Tashmish. That's what the Ramban writes as well in his Halachos Perek Vav Oz Tesvav, Perek Vav Oz Tesvav. And that's what the Mechaber writes in Simen Kuf Pei Zayin, Se'if Dalet. The Shach there, in Sivkat and Tezayin, discusses what's the scenario of Mishamesha Samach Levesta. In general, Tashmish is Aser Bishasa Vest. So if this is the time of her vest, she's not allowed to engage in Tashmish. So we're talking about we're talking about someone that engaged in Tashmish in violation of that din of Prisha Samach Levest. So take a look at the Shach, Sivkatan Tezayin, Kasav a Prisha, the Lab Rishiyaskina. No, we're not talking about Risha. So what's the case? Kegon Imri Yaseth Tfilas Hayom, the Mutter Kol Halayla She Lefanav. So that's the din we'll talk about later in the year of Prisha Samach Levest. But the Gemara in Yevamos that Chayiv Adam Lifgad Es Ishto when he's Yotzei Lederech, the person is traveling or going on a business trip and is going to be leaving his wife alone, then he has to be pokeed her. That's the Gemara in Yevamos Samach Beis. What does it mean to be pokeed? Major machlokas Rishonim. Some Rishonim understand pokeed means betashmish. And so there the din is chayiv adam lifkod es ishto afilu samach levesta. So does that mean pokeed betashmish? And even samach levesta, if the din appreciates samach levesta is only derabanan, then maybe here we waive that din and you're allowed to have Tashmish even Bishas Vesta. Or does Poket Samach Levest mean Bidvarim and not Bitashmish? So if you assume that there's a heter of Yosi Lederech, that that's our kipta here, then you can say that the case where she's Rav Machmas Tashmish, where they're engaged in Tashmish Samach Levesta, is where the husband is Yosi Lederech, and he has a heter to engage in Tashmish Samach Levesta. She sees Dam, so don't attribute it to Tashmish, attribute it to the regular vest. But if you assume that there's no such heter of Tashmish Bishas Vesta, even the Yotzei Laderech, so then you have to understand that Samach LeVesta doesn't mean Onas HaVest, it means the previous Ona. So it's Mutter to have Tashmish in the previous Ona, but the previous Ona is close enough to the suspect Ona that you can still attribute them to that Ona, to that vest, and not to the Tashmish. That's what the Shach here quotes from the Prisha. Anyway, you slice it, Labrishi Yaskina, so you have to create an Okimta where the Samach LeVest is a case where some the Tashmish Samach LeVest is Beheter. But the Shach doesn't like that, Vikashali. Dalahachi Mutter Kolalaila Shalafanav, Mishum Dekaven the Vest of Ayom, Lo Chashina de Tirbalaila. She'ein regilei ras b'layla. Shach doesn't like that because you can't have your cake and eat it too. The reason that Tashmish is butter ba'ona samach levest is because we're not concerned that she's going to see dam then. If we're not concerned that she's going to see dam then you have no more right to be told the ro machmas tashmish bevesta in the ona before the vest than you do 2 weeks before the ona sa vest. That's what the Shach doesn't like about the Prisha. If we're talking about the previous Ona has no shaykus to the Ona Savest, and we're not concerned that she's going to see Dam then, you have no right to attribute the Dam that she sees Machmas Tashmish to her regular Re'iyah. M.K. and Kevin de Makila, my time of Kosha Kane, Lidlo Sukula Bahachi, Shalote Ro Machmas Tashmish, Kevin Shaina Regila Liros Az. Ella what? No, you have to say, yeah, in a chanami, we're talking about a case where they had Tashmish, the onus of S, the Isser. Or if you hold that there's no heter of Poked Ishta, the Tashmish, the onus of S, then you can't understand Roama, in the Ishta Vesta, the Vesta, like the Rambam, you have to understand that like other Rishonim. That's what the Shach says. Taras HaShlamim here explains of Katin Yud Gimel to answer the Shach's Kasha on the Prisha. Right, the Prisha said we're talking about the previous Ona. Shach says previous Ona, no Shaikus to the Ona. So you can't be told that Adam and the previous Ona to her regular cycle, because that's not when she expects to see Dam. Varaya, there's no issur of being Mishamesh as Samach Levesta. It says the Taras HaShlamim, not necessarily, that you could have your cake and eat it too. That in the Ona Samach Levest, it's close enough to the vest that maybe Tashmish could precipitate the Re'iyah. And you wouldn't say that if it's a day before or a week before, but maybe you would say that if it's the night before. Rav Avadia points out, this is Mefurash in the Chidush Eran. Chidush Eran here, Samach Vav Amar Aleph. Im Yesh Lavest Tola Bevesta Perish She'im Samach Levesta Shimsha, that if she has Tashri Samach Levest Ava Pi Shaloi Gia Dai in Shasa Vest Shala, even though the Shas of S hasn't come yet, it's the previous 12-hour period. Tola Bevesta, Lomar, Shemachmas Tashmish, Hikdim Hadam, Lavo Koduzmano. No, you could be Tola Bevest and say that the Tashmish precipitated the monthly Re'iyah. Loma Chaskin, Lobera, Machmas Tashmish. So the Torah Hashem didn't have our Chidush Eran, but he was Mechavin to what the Chidush Eran writes. And that's a yisha for the Prisha against the Shach. Beis Yosef writes that there's no machlokes Rashi and Rambam, mar amrachada lo pligi, that lalacha we could accept both scenarios, that both if a woman always sees Dam, Machmas Tashmish, and Rosh Chodesh, she can be Meshameshes freely the rest of the month, and that if she has a vest and she has Tashmish, Samach Levest, you could be Tola the Dam on the regular Re'iyah, not Machmas Tashmish. And you could say both Lalacha, even though in Shulchan Aruch, the Mechaber just quotes Lashon Rambam, and there's no Zecher in Shulchan Aruch to Shitas Rashi. The Baal Amor, in his Hasagos to the Baal Nefesh, Shara Sfir Vabedika Simen Gimel, Sfir Vabedika Simen Gimel, Piskei Shuva quotes this in Sif Katan Kaf Aleph. The Baal Amor is another pshad in Yesh Leves Tola Bevesta. He's rejecting the Raivid. The Raivid in Baal Nefesh assumes like the Rambam that we just saw. And the Baal Amor is Masig because of the Shach's problem. The Baal Amor says it can't be that pshad in Yesh Leves Tola Bevesta is like the Rambam that we're talking about where you have Tashmish Mishas Vest. Because Atav Rishay Yaskinan, we're not talking about people that are having Tashmish B'Isser, so it can't be Pshat like the Rambam, and the Baal Amar didn't hold like the Sheetan Rishonim that there's a heter of being Poked Ishto B'Tashmish B'Shas Vest. So the Baal Amar says, Balmor says, "Kach nir alanu perish im yesh la vest, the vest as the gufa." That if a woman has a kind of a vest haguf, kigon shapiaka o sheitsha, ukaosa sheshaninu elu vestos, harizatola riyasa bipihaka obitusha shalobitashmisha. So there is a kind of a vesta guf. A woman always sees dam that's connected to some kind of cramping or yawning or a release of gas or some kind of bodily function. So just like if a woman is bifakhekes mateshes, that always precipitates dam, and that's a vesta guf. So if a woman is roa machmas tashmish, and also has a vest aguf at the same time, then you have the right to attribute the dam to the vest aguf and not to the tashmish. Meaning, if she's roh machmas tashmish at the same time that she's matashas, then you have the right to attribute the dam to the itush and not to the tashmish. So the Baal Amor says, if yesh levest tola bevesta, that's talking about a hybrid roh machmas tashmish vest aguf. And that's a scenario where you could be Tola the Vesta. Okay. Now the fourth Shita and Rishonim, and the most complex and subject to the most machlokas and also the most relevant lalacha, is that of the Mordechai. Have you seen the Mordechai yet? Anyone? Okay, so let's just read it, and then I'll leave it for you to look at for next time, and then we'll analyze it next time. Let's try to pull up on the screen here. I did you the favor of putting it in the Mar Makomo sheet so you wouldn't have to go to the shelf and take off a Gemara Shavuos. Okay. So Mordechai Tavshin Lamed Hei. V'im yesh lo vest, z'man kavua shehi roa dam. If a woman has a predictable time when she sees dam, tola bevesta, you can be tola on that vest. sheichol lomar zehadam shehi roeh tahor. She has a right to say that the dam that she's seeing is dam tahor. She'adayin lo higia vesta, because her vest hasn't yet arrived. The tola b'makasa she'yichol lomar min makasa hu v'torah. And she can be told in a maka and say that the dam is min hamaka. Then the Mordechai goes on to talk about the other lines in the sugya, and then he comes back and says, "Nemenes isha lomar maka yeshli ba'osa makom shemimena yotzei dam." A woman has nemenes to say that I have a maka ba'osa makom where the dam is coming out of. Dafka sheyodas sheyotzei hadam min hamaka tolaba. That's only if she knows that dam actually came out of the maka. Avam misafik in a tola, but she can't be tola on dam maka if she doesn't know whether dam's coming out of the maka. Aval b'shas vesta, afilu yodas bevadai shadam yotzei min hamaka. But if it's shas vesta, even if she knows for sure that dam's coming out of the maka, ein a tola bo. She can't be tola on that maka, because then you'll never have a woman who's tameya. If a woman can always be tola on a maka, even mishas vesta, then she'll live her whole life never being tameya. So the question that the Achronim deal with is whether the two parts of the Mordechai, the Tliya Bevest and Damaka, are connected or not. Meaning, if a woman has a Vest Kavua, let's say, do you have the right to be told of the Damaka Shelo B'Shas Vesta at all? If you know that there's a Maka that's Mosi Adam, even if you don't know if there's a maka, that's Mosi Adam. So this is a machlokas between the Shach and the Bach and the Taz. Three approaches to how to understand the Mordechai. So for next time, take a look at the Shach and Sifkat and Kaf. Take a look at the Darkei Moshe in Oth Gimel, because the Shach's understanding is basically that of the Beis Yosef and the Darkei Moshe. Take a look at Tshuva Sabach Simin Pei Hei and the Taz Tifkata and Ches. And then we'll have to analyze what the Machlokas is, how to read this Mordechai, and that will have significant Hashlachos LeHalacha. So just go on with that and then continue the Marmor Komos. Mirtz Hashem, we will reconvene on Sunday, probably at 2. Does that work? Next week, I'm going to be, it looks like, out of town on Wednesday. So can we give Shira on Tuesday next week instead of Wednesday? Okay, fine. So we'll confirm that. But for now, we'll meet Emirat Hashem after Mincha this coming Sunday. Yeah, Gabe?
Which is a quick shaila on this last point about Emir Shavesta's Tola Vesta.
Yeah.
We're saying there's three sheets about what that means.
Well, we didn't, the fourth is a Mordechai. We haven't explained the Mordechai yet. But.
Okay, so I mean, I missed the third one. So I'll actually
the Balamor.
Yeah.
The Balamor is the third. Emir Shavest, Tola Vesta, that if you have a Vesta Guth, if she's that Teshes, Mefahekes, at the same time that she's Rav Machmas Tashmish, then you could be tola the dam on the Vest HaGuf and not on the Tashmish.
Okay. So it's, I mean, similar to the Rambam.